USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I accept our intelligence community's conclusion that Russia's meddling in the 2016 election took place.
President Trump speaking at the White House yesterday amid a firestorm from both sides of the aisle about remarks he made while he was standing next to the Russian President Vladimir Putin following their one-on-one meeting in Helsinki, Finland on Monday. Also yesterday, the president said he misspoke when he said he had no reason to believe that Russia would be involved in election meddling. He also had more to say in an interview last night on Fox News.
I'm not pro-Russia, pro-anybody. I just want to have this country be safe. I don't want nuclear weapons, even people thinking about it. Getting along with Russia, and not only for that reason, that's a good thing, not a bad thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, your prostate should be the last thing on your mind, but the fact is, the older you get, the more likely you'll have prostate problems, which can affect your everyday life. That's where Prostate Complete by Real Health comes in. Prostate Complete is the result of 20 years of experience as a leader in men's health. The powerful formula in Prostate Complete supports natural prostate function and reduced urinary urges for a better quality of life. Available at Walmart, visit prostateoneperday.com for special offers. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow now for 10 weeks, and I'm telling you, my sleep has improved dramatically. So what are you waiting for? Jump on board and start experiencing the kind of restorative sleep you need in your life. And if you're waiting for a better offer, your wait is over, because MyPillow just brought back their best offer ever. It's their buy one, get one free special. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, use my code USA, and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. That's MyPillow.com, click on the buy one, get one free special, and enter promo code USA.
Former President Barack Obama speaks in South Africa at an event marking what would have been the 100th birthday of civil rights icon Nelson Mandela, and in his remarks he criticizes modern politics.
Politicians have always lied, but it used to be if you caught them lying, they'd be like, oh man. Now they just keep on lying.
He never mentioned President Trump. House Republican Martha Roby wins a runoff election in Alabama yesterday, the one-time critic of President Trump, easily defeating former Democratic congressman turned Trump supporter Bobby Bright. In 2016, Roby had said then-Republican nominee Trump should step aside after the Access Hollywood tape was released in which Trump was making comments about touching women. But since 2016's election, Roby's been a very strong supporter of Trump's policies, and he did endorse her in the runoff race. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Jared Kushner's family business is accused of pushing out rent-stabilized tenants. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is launching an investigation to determine if White House senior advisor Jared Kushner's family real estate company harassed tenants at a Brooklyn waterfront property so that they would leave their rent-stabilized apartments. Housing Rights Initiative Director Aaron Carr.
Kushner Company created a living situation that was so intolerable and so unlivable that a myriad of tenants simply gave up their rights for the sake of their sanity and their safety. And their apartments were subsequently converted into luxury condominiums.
The announcement by the Democratic governor comes after tenants at the Austin Nichols House on Kent Avenue in Williamsburg filed a lawsuit and said the company started major construction that released dangerous toxins in the air. They charged that the building was unlivable for tenants. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Severe storms drenched the Northeast, forcing delays or cancellations of thousands of flights. It wreaked havoc around Washington, D.C. The storm came quickly, swamping nearly two dozen cars on the heavily traveled GW Parkway outside the city and caused a huge leak on Capitol Hill as water poured from the ceilings in the Cannon House office building. Nearby Metro Station looked more like a waterfall during the height of the storm, and the same heavy rain flooded the dugouts at Nationals Park just ahead of the start of the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.